Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 323 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 17th is: do you pride yourself more on your work ethic or your talent? Do you agree or disagree work ethic is more important than talent or skill? Justify your position. What is one way you can improve your work ethic today? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. On episode number 74 of this podcast, we discuss the work of Angela Duckworth from her book, Grit, concerning the ideas of talent, skill, and effort. Talent is a mystified and often over-exaggerated substance that says we're born with certain levels of skill. While we may be born with certain passions and some natural abilities with an inclination towards certain skills, talent plays a very small role in what we are actually able to produce. Talent is quickly passed up by skills developed throughout our life as the result of our effort and work ethic. And Angela Duckworth says that effort counts twice, because while talent may be our propensity or potential to do something, we must apply effort in order to transfer that talent into skill. And once we've learned the skill, then we must apply more effort if we want to take that skill and apply it to a goal we want to achieve. A great example of the power of effort on the path to excellence is Sandra Day O'Connor, the first female justice appointed to the United States Supreme Court by President Ronald Reagan in 1981. O'Connor was born in 1930 and grew up on her family's ranch in Arizona. She displayed high amounts of intelligence as a child. In Duckworth's equation, we would say that learning was part of her talent. But her parents also played a hand in her development as they wanted to instill a love of learning. Schooling options for young girls were scarce near the ranch, so Sandra was sent to live with her grandmother in El Paso, Texas, where she attended the Radford School for Girls. Her effort level allowed her to excel, and she gained new knowledge and skills rapidly as she graduated high school 2 years early. She enrolled at Stanford University at the age of 16, completed her degree in economics, and then moved on to Stanford Law School, which she worked hard to complete in 2 years instead of the normal three. While Sandra Day O'Connor may have been born with some talent, it was her work ethic that allowed her to reach advanced levels of education at such a fast pace. Once her effort had turned her talent and potential into a skill, she needed to apply her new skill in her chosen career field as an attorney. But her ability to find employment was a much different struggle than her education. There was great discrimination against women attorneys at the time, and despite her impressive qualifications and the character she exhibited, she chose to take an unpaid position with the San Mateo County attorney. She turned down a position at the time as a legal secretary, even though it was a paid position. For Sandra Day O'Connor, she knew the legal secretary position would set her back on her goal to work as an attorney. And for her, it was about the knowledge, experience, and skill she would receive in the unpaid position, as opposed to the money. Sandra worked for the Arizona Attorney General's office, served in the Arizona State Senate, and also as a judge in the Arizona court system before her appointment to the United States Supreme Court. She proudly served for 25 years before her retirement in 2006, when she left the judiciary in order to care for her husband, who was suffering from dementia. Her seeking of excellence did not stop with her retirement. It simply took on a new form in a different role in her life, as a caregiver for her husband, rather than a Supreme Court justice. So how about you? Do you pride yourself more on your work ethic or your talent? Do you agree or disagree work ethic is more important than talent or skill? What is one way you can improve your work ethic today? We wouldn't be talking about Sandra Day O'Connor if she had relied solely on her talent. But it was her effort that produced her skills, and her effort to apply that skill which resulted in the performance she was able to produce. But just because you and I aren't a Supreme Court justice or in the national spotlight does not mean that our work ethic is not producing great results. And it's also important to remember that our work ethic and what we produce with that effort is meant to create and accomplish, not for our own resume, but in order to produce items and experiences of value that will impact the lives of others. So as teachers and coaches, no matter our level of talent or skill, let's remember to keep putting forth our best effort on our path to excellence so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes as we grow by 1% and give those young people a better version of ourselves every day.